Judicial Watch sues Pentagon for records on reported COVID-19 infections at 2019 Wuhan Games. Texas Border Business, Judicial Watch, Washington, D.C. Judicial Watch announced today it filed a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Defense for all records regarding U.S. military personnel possibly contracting COVID-19 in October 2019 during the World Military Games in Wuhan, China, Judicial Watch Inc. versus U.S. Department of Defense, No. 125 CV01807. The lawsuit cites a December 2022 report issued by the Pentagon titled, Report to the Committees on Armed Services of the Senate and House of Representatives, 2019 World Military Games, which states that 7 service members who attended the games exhibited COVID-19-like signs and/or symptoms during the time surrounding their attendance at the games. The report was not made public until April 2025, after former Representative Mike Gallagher, RWI, asked the Defense Department for a full investigation. While the report had been provided to the House and Senate Armed Services Committees in December 2022, the Biden administration apparently suppressed it. Judicial Watch sued the Defense Department after it failed to respond to an April 28, 2025, FOIA request for all reports, studies, memoranda, and/or analyses produced by or sent to the Joint Chiefs, Secretary of Defense, and/or Deputy Secretary of Defense related to U.S. military personnel contracting a SARS-like or COVID-19-like virus at the Wuhan Games in October 2019. In the 2021 documentary, What Really Happened in Wuhan, Sky News Australia reported that a month after evidence emerged that the virus leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the city of Wuhan hosted the military games, with more than 9,000 athletes from around the world in attendance. The opening ceremony was held on October 18, 2019, and 2 weeks later, athletes began returning home to more than 100 countries. The National Institutes of Health's National Library of Medicine published a January 2021 article, The Impact of the World Military Games on the COVID-19 Pandemic, which cites a study published on January 19, 2021 that examined the hypothesis that the large gathering in a pandemic epicenter was a factor in the spread of COVID-19 disease. Let's cut to the chase. The Pentagon should release each and every document about military personnel possibly being infected by COVID in 2019 in Wuhan, China, months before the public learned of COVID, stated Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. The time for FOIA games is over. Judicial Watch is the national leader in exposing key information about fraud, abuse, and government secrets about COVID-19. In the book, Rights and Freedoms in Peril, an investigative report on the left's attack on America, Tom Fitton examines the impact of COVID-19-related policies on electoral processes and expresses concerns about the potential for increased voter fraud and chaos. In May 2025, Judicial Watch received records from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that reveal its plans to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for 17 million healthcare employees and that only one of 4,682 claims for injuries and deaths due to COVID-19 countermeasures at the time was compensated. Records uncovered in 2024 from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, through a FOIA request showed an April 2020 email exchange with several officials in the Bureau's Newark field office referring to Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, grant to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV, in China as including gain-of-function research, which would leave no signature of purposeful human manipulation. Records from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, showed that a Pfizer study surveyed 23 people in 2021 to gauge reactions to its COVID vaccine booster before asking the FDA to approve it. Records from the Health and Human Services included the initial grant application and annual reports to the National Institutes of Health, NIH, from EcoHealth Alliance, describing the aim of its work with the Wuhan Institute of Virology to create mutant viruses, to better predict the capacity of our COVIDs, coronaviruses, to infect people. Health and Human Services records included emails of then-director of the National Institutes of Health Francis Collins showing a British physicians group recommended the use of ivermectin to prevent and treat COVID-19. Records from Health and Human Services regarding data Moderna submitted to the Food and Drug Administration on its mRNA COVID-19 vaccine indicated a statistically significant number of rats were born with skeletal deformations after their mothers were injected with the vaccine. The documents also revealed Moderna elected not to conduct a number of standard pharmacological studies on the laboratory test animals. Food and Drug Administration records detailed pressure for COVID-19 vaccine booster approval and use. NIH records revealed an FBI inquiry into the NIH's controversial bat coronavirus grant tied to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The records also show National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, officials were concerned about gain-of-function research in China's Wuhan Institute of Virology in 2016. The Fauci agency was also concerned about EcoHealth Alliance's lack of compliance with reporting rules and use of gain-of-function research in the NIH-funded research involving bat coronaviruses in Wuhan, China. HHS records revealed that from 2014 to 2019, $826,277 was given to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for bat coronavirus research by the NIAID. NIAID records showed that it gave 9 China-related grants to EcoHealth Alliance to research coronavirus emergence in bats and was the NIH's top issuer of grants to the Wuhan lab itself. The records also included an email from the vice director of the Wuhan lab asking an NIH official for help finding disinfectants for decontamination of airtight suits and indoor surfaces. HHS records included an urgent for Dr. Fauci email chain, citing ties between the Wuhan lab and the taxpayer-funded EcoHealth Alliance. The government emails also reported that the foundation of U.S. billionaire Bill Gates worked closely with the Chinese government to pave the way for Chinese-produced medications to be sold outside China and help raise China's voice of governance by placing representatives from China on important international councils as high-level commitment from China. HHS records included a grant application for research involving the coronavirus that appeared to describe gain-of-function research involving RNA extractions from bats, experiments on viruses, attempts to develop a chimeric virus and efforts to genetically manipulate the full-length bat SARS-CoV-1 strain molecular clone. HHS records showed the State Department and NIAID knew immediately in January 2020 that China was withholding COVID data, which was hindering risk assessment and response by public health officials. University of Texas Medical Branch, UTMB. Records showed the former director of the Galveston National Laboratory at the University of Texas Medical Branch, UTMB. Dr. James W. LeDuc warned Chinese researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology of potential investigations into the COVID issue by Congress. HHS records regarding biodistribution studies and related data for the COVID-19 vaccines showed a key component of the vaccines developed by Pfizer, BioNTech, lipid nanoparticles, LNPs, were found outside the injection site, mainly the liver, adrenal glands, spleen and ovaries of test animals, 8 to 48 hours after injection. Records from the Federal Select Agent Program, FSAP, revealed safety lapses and violations at U.S. biosafety laboratories that conduct research on dangerous agents and toxins. HHS records included emails between National Institutes of Health, NIH, then-Director Francis Collins and Fauci, the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, about hydroxychloroquine and COVID-19. HHS records showed that NIH officials tailored confidentiality forms to China's terms and that the World Health Organization, WHO, conducted an unreleased, strictly confidential, COVID-19 epidemiological analysis in January 2020. Fauci emails included his approval of a press release supportive of China's response to the 2019 novel coronavirus. Judicial Watch's four-part documentary regarding the coordinated effort by the government and big tech to censor and suppress information on topics such as Hunter Biden's laptop, COVID-19, and election debates is available here.